The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Get this morning started, baby. Here we go. Come on, man.
One more time. Treat me the way you want to do.
Now you're talking, out. Al's banging his head on the studio board. I love it. Here we go.
One more time.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano, Albert Gattulo. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, on AM 970. The Answer. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike and Mr. Prager and Dr. Gorka. We got the lineup. Just keep that phone right on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. We got it all for you today. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us this hour. Always appreciate the congressman joining us. Russ Salzberg, one of our favorite folks, and a great, great New Yorker and a legend in sports in the great state of New York, in the city of New York. Russell, join us. And Commissioner Bernard Kurik. Bernie has a lot to say. He's a good friend. He's a friend of the program, and we're proud to bring Commissioner Kurik to the airwaves coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. 877-970-2999. You can give us a call. A lot going on. The shutdown, day 27. I am so tired of the noise. I'm tired of the noise coming out of Washington. Why they can't sit? See, Dr. Keith Abloh on in the 6 o'clock hour, he said at best, you get somebody from the outside. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work it out, but there's no bipartisanship. Unless, you see, the politicians we bring on the airwaves here make sense, and that's why they're on the show, because we respect them. And even if we disagree with them, at least they come up in an amicable way in a pragmatic fashion to try to work it out. And we'll talk to Congressman Zeldin about that, doing a great job. Not taking a salary, by the way, while he's down there in Washington, D.C. But a lot down there, you can't. There's like all they want to do is fight, fight, fight. It's all about going. It's resistance. And it's not just, by the way, from the left. The resistance from the left is from the right as well. You get, and it's like, it's as bad the way they're going in with this Russia. I'm so tired of hearing about Bob Mueller, this, Robert Mueller, that, and the probe. It's as bad, I keep telling you, the way the Republicans went over after Bill Clinton, you know, for Whitewater and Monica Lewinsky. But the difference was Bill Clinton did something wrong. President Trump is an innocent bystander in all of this Russia collusion delusion. Yet it keeps going on. So maybe, like Dr. Abloh said, bring somebody in from the outside. Brings, I don't know, another a past president in. Henry Kissinger. How about Henry Kissinger?
I've been very nice to be here, very nice to be here.
Get Dr. Kissinger in to sit down.
Stop fighting, please. Everybody, stop fighting, please. Let's get together here.
You get Dr. Kissinger there to kind of mediate down there. They're like children, for crying out loud. You need a wall. If one American is killed by an illegal alien, boom, build the wall. I'm sorry. Okay, I mean, honestly, holy, now another caravan. And I would say, I think we should put Governor Cuomo in charge of the caravan, because he will start congestion pricing to people coming from Honduras and Guatemala. And you will, I'm sorry, forgive me, is that a bad joke? But I'm sorry, maybe if you put congestion pricing, sure, come into America. Put tolls up, Governor. Put tolls up like you do for us at the Port Authority. Come on, yeah. What exit, sir? What exit? What exit am I going? We going from Guatemala? What exit is McAllen, Texas? Oh, I got to pay a toll. I'm not going in there. Put tolls up like we have to pay tolls. But if you come up from South America, no tolls, walk right in. Not even no tolls. There's no wall. Where the heck are we, for crying out loud? Why do I sound like Curly all of a sudden? I get so upset. It's so logical. There's so much common sense to this, how you can approach it. And I see the phone calls, and thank you
very much. What do you mean, at all? You're trying to be a wise guy?
So then... this is great. My buddy RV on Twitter, I love this guy, and he puts these memes out, and so he found a picture of me at the improvisation. It had to be 1978 with my. It's the worst picture. I mean, listen, a good picture of me is a few and far between. Trust me. This is. Do you see? And dare I didn't retweet it out. And Matt Conklin, our social media genius. By the way, give Matt a big shout out, Frankie Fibrosi behind the glass here, because he's doing such a great job. And I hear more and more compliments on all the social media that he's doing on the program. We appreciate that. Artwork, they're referring to more. Matt Conklin, thanks to Jerry Crowley for bringing Matt on board, because they're saying that the kid does artwork. And if you see some of the social media that we have, it is like artwork. But look, I have a vest on. It's denim. I have denim pants on that are too short. I have sneakers on. Oh, my God. They look like New Balance sneakers. I have got a denim vest, with an afro that should not have been allowed. I should not. My first wife, Nancy, a beautiful gal, should not have allowed me out of the house with an afro like that. So I guess this is the improv. Do we know what this is from? Frankie, did we find out what this is from?
I don't know where it's from. No.
Looks like, I would say the improv, but there's graffiti on the wall in the back, and there was no graffiti on the wall, not when I was there at the improvisation. But I guess we could put this out. It's so, why not? You got to laugh. If you don't laugh at yourself, you ain't laughing at anybody. Am I right or wrong, Albert? What do you think, huh? Retweet that out.
That's true. That's true. You got to laugh. You got to laugh at yourself.
who put tip your waitress?
I didn't.
Was that Matt? That's
very probably funny. Matt.
Yeah. All right. Oh,
and you should tip your
God.
Waitress. That's very important. No. I wouldn't tip the Starbucks employee, but tip your waitress for
my
sure.
God. Yes. No. So we always used to say that. They would say that, you would say at the end of the night, don't forget to tip your waitress, you know, like that. So there it is. Thank you, Matt.
Try your veal salt and boca.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's it. So it's out there. That's ridiculous. And now we'll get to the real news of the day when we get out there. And, yes, I'll retweet that great, great picture of Donald J. Trump. We'll get that out there as well. So it's let me go to the phone calls of me. Then we're going to get into the shutdown. Then we're going to get into what's happening in Syria. What do we do with Syria? Great conversation, by the way, Frankie, with Dr. Harlan Ullman. See, this guy, you figure he's a warrior and a fighter. But when they go up against the president, I got to push a little bit because I support President Trump. I like President Trump. I honestly think, I'll tell you this on the airwaves, if you let it be, but let President Trump be, all will be well. He's so out of the box. He's so not a politician. He is just, it's exactly who we need at the right time, I think, despite all the rancor, the upset, the back and forth, and all the, maybe something is not as refined as you want, but anything. And I mean, anything is better than the politicians, you know, that are running it. When you could have Maxine Waters, and I've railed about this all morning, and it ain't going to stop either, because I don't understand why, and I keep saying it over and over again, so someone listens and someone maybe makes a change. Maxine Waters is in charge of the Financial Services Committee now in the House. Excuse me. There's a picture that I tweeted out of her hugging Louis Farrakhan. How is that different than anything Steve King said down there? You tell me. How is that different? You're going to hug Farrakhan. This guy's an anti-Semite, and what he did, and all, even if there was some, if Farrakhan started, you know, and he wanted to help his community out, and you gave him that, the his obsession, his hate of certain ethnic groups. I don't even want to justify anything that he said. I don't even want to repeat what this guy has said. And Maxine Waters is going to hug this guy and treat this guy with such respect. And then Farrakhan's going to be on the stage, like Frankie Five Burrows said last hour, at the Aretha Franklin Memorial with Bill Clinton. Hello. And Al Sharpton's the same way. They got what? How do they allow that? But now, seriously, it gets to a serious matter when you put someone who hugged Farrakhan, who hates certain ethnic groups, who says vile, hateful things, who will not be censored on Twitter. People are accepting him in the House of Representatives.
along with this horrific anti-Semitic rise that is happening in the United States House of Representatives in the Democratic Party. Now, this woman, Maxine Waters, is going to be the Financial Services Committee chairwoman. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, this is wrong. And I'm not wrong when I'm telling you this. Because you know what? I'm not an elitist. I love George Magnus has to come back, Frankie. That guy's great. George Magnus, hey, he's from Oxford. What am I doing talking to a guy from Oxford? You know what I mean? I'm from Bloomfield Avenue. Where's Oxford? What exit is that? Right. I mean, really, I don't know, but this was great. But the fact of the matter is, one thing I've been blessed with is, by the grace of God and my dear parents, is common sense. And I know common sense. You don't put a woman who's been railing about impeaching the president. Impeach 45! Oh, please stop talking. Don't do it again. Yeah, by the way, I mean, is that what's worse, waterboarding or Maxine Waters complaining? I'm not sure. Which is more irritating, for crying out loud. And now she's going to be head of the Financial Services Committee. And for the missteps that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez has made, and by the way, I don't dislike her. I like her freshness. I like that she's in your face. But she makes so many misstatements. And listen, I do too on the radio. I mean, what am I going to tell you? We make mistakes as well. She makes mistakes. But I'm not going to be on the committee for the financial services. There is no way in heck that old Joe's going to end up there. And I would humbly suggest to my you know, fellow citizens in D.C., maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez isn't quite – and I say this respectfully, by the way, with no hate, with actually – With respect to Ocasio-Cortez for what she's accomplishing down there, whether you agree with it or not, does she really, does she have merit to be on the Financial Services Committee? I'm trying to be nice here. Thank you very much. Rob, how you doing? Good morning. And what's on your mind this morning?
Joe, love you, bro. I saw you at the Saddle River Inn last year. You were great. We were hanging out. But
thanks, man. Nice to hear your voice again, Rob. What's on your mind?
So this will be one of your best calls of the day. Just give me a second because I have a few points, but don't hang up right away because I have a couple things to build on. But okay. The last guy you had on about the war,
yeah,
I got to thank him for his service if he's still listening. But listen, he's no different than any other warmonger who's kind of a paid actor and makes his living off of war. And here's what I mean. You kind of have to step – anytime you're talking about Syria and ISIS and all this stuff, you have to step back to remember how ISIS was created and understand really why, not what the media tells you, but the global establishment created terror and ISIS as a vehicle to take away our everyday rights. We armed them, as you know, for years. I mean, that's not a secret. So I want you to notice a very peculiar relationship with Donald J. Trump that I actually agree with you 100% on. If you remember, the Fed was raising rates, right? And remember, the establishment's favorites are war and the Federal Reserve. Think about this. When is the only time Republicans and Democrats actually come together and agree? It's over war. Bush's and Clinton's, Iraq. It's nonsense. So here's my point. The Fed's raising rates under Trump to destroy his economy.
Okay.
He announces out of nowhere. He's so much smarter than the average person really understands, but he announces out of nowhere where Syria, we're pulling out of Syria. What happens? Powell comes out and says, hey, you know, I think we're basically done. There is a tug of war that the average person doesn't know on right now between the two favorites. Trump is using the war to pull out to get these people to get off of his raising the rates to destroy his economy. And watch this back and forth. See, war is not just war. It's a debt and tax on us.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying that the president is using, if I'm following here, a distraction, you mean? I don't know that the president would use war, something like that, Rob, you know, as a distraction. But I know
what I'm saying is the right thing all along is to never have been there, and we should be coming home.
Yeah.
So my point is he's using that to come out.
All right. You know what, Rob? Thank you very much. I kind of followed you like that, and thank you for calling. But see, Frank, the thing is, let me be perfectly honest because I love you and I love you for listening. And I see the calls. Hold. Don't move because I'm going there. I'm a bit of a hawk, and I like John Bolton. I like the way John Bolton looks. I have to admit, and I understand the fault, and I may be wrong, but I like the way John Bolton thinks, you know? I like when you're in strength, you know what I mean? Instill fear, take them out, you know what I mean? My father, man, Second World War, whack them, boom, get in there, get out. You know, I understand it. So I
think you have to have some kind of presence. I don't understand anything that any Bush ever did. I have to tell you that as well. So I'm trying to be as amicable as I can here. But I don't know. I don't know that you make any announcements. I would do everything under the radar. I would do everything under the radar. I don't know that you announce that you're pulling out either. So, but I really kind of think you need a presence somewhere in the Middle East. And I may be wrong. But how else do you take care of ISIS? How else do you instill fear? Because you can't trust, like Dr. Ullman said, you can't trust anybody else. Let me go to Salvatore real quick, guys. We got a break. But Salvatore, good morning. What are you thinking this morning? Ah, bad connection. Oh, gosh. Let me go. Richard, real quick. Richard in Queens, I got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. Joe,
yes, sir.
Joe, it's your time to step up to the plate. I believe that you're calling to be governor. I know you and a lot of us are frustrated.
Yes,
remember
sir.
The great words of one of America's greatest heroes, the chairman of the board. The best revenge is immense success.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I hear you. Ed, Richard, thank you. I'm very flattered. I know. It's a service. It's, you know, who would want to be a politician? Who would want to go in, to be a governor, be a senator? Who would want to do that? It's your duty. It is your duty to do that. So I hear you loud and clear. But anything could happen. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock right now with Piscopo in the morning, speaking about a man who does a stellar job as a public servant, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us momentarily, doing a great job in New York's 1st District. Debbie Duhame is out there. Debbie, what a wild morning this morning. How are we doing traffic-wise out there on AM 970? The answer.
And if you run, you can wear that denim vest, Joe. Just go, Joe. Go, Joe. I could see it. You're strutting your stuff in the denim vest.
Can you say dork? Can you say, like, dork? Oh, my
Joe,
God.
You can make a denim vest look cool. That's how cool you are,
thinking?
Okay?
What was I thinking? Oh, Lord. Don't look at Twitter this morning. No, you don't want to see. Don't. I had
Joe
to do it.
Rocking it, yeah.
Pointing. Mr. Cool, you would have gone out with me back then, huh? Yeah,
hey,
sure,
baby.
Did.
Hey,
a shot. Not a shot. Hey, nice vest, pal. Move on.
I love it.
Help. Oh, get us out of here, Debbie, please.
All right, let's try to get around the traffic right now, Joe. We're going to first of all tell you what's happening with New Jersey Transit. All trains into and out of New York's Penn. 20-minute delays with Amtrak signal problems. New Haven Line and Hudson Line of Metro North, a 15-minute delay. B train delays with some ongoing signal problems as you head downtown on the B. Let's go inbound at the GWB. It looks like traffic is still moving slowly here across that upper level, 35 in. Lincoln 30, Holland 25. Over on 280 heading east, exit 13, getting in toward Newark. Traffic is moving slowly. Looks like an accident was just cleaned up. That's finally out of the way. And it's still pretty busy on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up toward the Prospect. Westbound Bruckner at 149th, the crash. And the Deegan South at the Grand Concourse, a crash over there to deal with as well. So prepare for some delays. And we're still seeing delays on the Meadowbrook North by Hempstead Turnpike, a collision cleared. Clouds today, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains a way the president could get the wall done.
Under 50 U.S.C. Code, Section 1621, which authorizes the president to exercise during periods of national emergency various actions that he can take, including that would include, of course, in our view, legally speaking, the ability to utilize funds. And there are funds available to appropriate to construct the border security fence.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Orange return home Saturday with the first of two meetings this season against Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for all the action under the dome roof at 2 p.m. Orange pregame begins at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 825, Route 22, man. You got 5 minutes, all right? 830. We're going to go to Congressman Zeldin in a second, but I want to give you this number, 855-621-9949. Are you with me? Are you with me? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Come on, free multi-point inspection. It's what I should have had. My battery wouldn't have gone dead if I went to Route 22 Toyota and I had a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. It's what you can get if you call 855-621-9949. That's my Jersey accent. Call. By the way, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. You can also get from Mr. Alex Cancella, the general manager over there, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You're going to love it. You're going to love that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will not have to deal with dummies. And now this. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Again, all European models excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, Iggy and his team at Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Biscuit Bow in the morning. It's 8:26 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Congressman Lee Zeldin is a great public servant, a great guy doing a great job in Washington, D.C. He represents New York's 1st District. Congressman Zeldin, you know, it's a privilege to have you on the show. You're one of the great ones, Congressman, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
Well, it's a privilege to be with you as well. Thanks for everything you do.
No, thanks, man. You know, and I know, Lee, you know, we talked to Congressman King, Peter King, and you guys are trying to do the right thing, and you're one of the common sense folks down there, Congressman Zeldin. What's going on with the shutdown? What can we do to stop this whole nonsense, sir?
Well, it's getting crazier. I mean, imagine that the Speaker of the House, I mean, the Republicans were in charge of the House for most of when Barack Obama was the president. Imagine just telling the president of the United States, telling Barack Obama you're not invited, him and then saying, oh, you know, we changed our mind. Now you're not invited. It's just, it's madness.
I know. But how do you look? And I always said this too, Congressman, you know what's going on in MS-13 in Long Island. You know, Congressman King led the fight. You right there, former Congressman Dan Donovan was there. The president came out. Everybody came out. You see it firsthand. How do the Democrats go against this? Congressman, help me out here, sir.
Well, it's wild. They're not even, I mean, we're just talking about, with the shutdown and Pelosi using that as a reason to cancel the State of the Union, manufacturing a crisis about how there are all these security concerns that don't actually exist, that you can't secure the Capitol for the State of the Union. And then meanwhile, when we talk about actual issues with regards to illegal immigration, transnational gangs, the heroin opioid abuse, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and we're talking about all of the impacts and the real life realities that, I mean, we're experiencing on our southern border, they're saying that we're manufacturing all of this. So it's an alternate reality that their base and many in the media give them this free pass on, that, where it emboldens them to just double and triple down on these ridiculous positions as if, like, MS-13 isn't a problem.
Yeah. So how, where do you think that I can't get a read on and we support President Trump 100%. You know, I just like I like the way he thinks. And I go, I know I'm going to tick off some of the audience because some folks don't understand it, Congressman Zeldin. But the president always has an end game. And he always has, as you know, he always has a there's a plan always going on the mind of President Donald J. Trump. What are you reading from the president in this regard, how to end this shutdown and to indeed get his wall?
He has been spending nearly all of his time at the White House since this partial government shutdown began. He did go for a few hours to Camp David with his staff to talk about 2019 and the agenda. He did leave to go to the border briefly. It was all about policy and advancing the agenda to strengthen our country, where meanwhile Nancy Pelosi goes off to a luxury resort in Hawaii. And then last weekend, you had dozens of Democrats go down to Puerto Rico and hanging out on the beach and going to see Hamilton and hanging out with the cast. He is willing to any single day that any Democrat from Congress, imagine this type of an open invite, any day, any Democrat from Congress can walk into the White House, go sit down in the Oval Office with the President of the United States, and he wants to negotiate. He wants to reach a deal. He understands that he might not get 100% of what he wants, but what's unacceptable is that the current position amongst the congressional Democrats, you know, with Schumer and Pelosi specifically, is that they're only willing to get 100% of what they want. That's the only thing that's not acceptable here, is for them to get 100%. You know, for the president to give them 100% of what they're asking for. So he wants to negotiate. He wants to compromise. He wants to reach a deal. But, you know, a lot of these Democrats don't even want to talk to him. Yesterday was positive. Yesterday you had a few Democrats.
Yeah.
Josh Gottheimer is a New Jersey Democrat. Yeah. I saw his interview on Neil Cavuto afterwards. It was a good common sense interview. He went over there. He brought other Democrats, Republicans, and they talked about where they can agree and where they disagree.
You know, it's so true. Jeff Van Drew, we had on the show as well. They want to work this out, but it's tough, though. And that's what I appreciate about you, Congressman Zeldin, being your own guy, you know, representing New York. But when they go down there and some of these Democrats go down there and they're new and they're freshmen and they say, I'm going to do this. I guess is there some big, tough guy? Does Pelosi have a hitman? I mean, a Jersey style to take, you know, that doesn't allow some of these freshman people to go and indeed talk to the president, you think?
Well, there's during their campaign when they were running, they got millions of dollars of support from that network, and they must feel like whether it's wanting to be a good team player, not wanting to rock the boat, wanting to get good committee assignments, or feeling like you owe them, they make that type of an ask. It comes from the speaker or her office, and you go along with it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's unnerving to me, Congressman Lee Zeldin, with Joe on the radio, and I know how busy you are nonstop, so we appreciate you taking the time to jump on the air with us, Congressman. Maxine Waters, now the new chair of the House Financial Service Committee, and I've been saying this, Congressman, on Twitter I see she's hugging Louis Farrakhan. This was in the last year. Oh, it was a love fest, Congress. They're hugging each other. Louis Farrakhan. This is one of the most racist guys on the planet. How does Maxine Waters end up as House Financial Services Committee chairwoman but she can hug Louis Farrakhan? Could you help me out here? I'm just a little confused how that happens.
I'll tell you, as a member of the House Financial Services Committee, I know that these next couple of years, and Pete King is on the Financial Services Committee with me. We're the two New York Republicans on that committee. It's going to be an interesting couple of years. And now, you know, the freshman members, AOC got appointed to it. Rashida Tlaib, new representative from Michigan, just got appointed to it. So you know, there's going to be a lot getting debated on that committee, and Maxine Waters isn't alone with regards to embracing Louis Farrakhan. There are other Democrats who have done the same thing. They don't just meet with him; they have been associates of him. Like there's more history. There's more of an embrace than just ending up one day in the same room. And Louis Farrakhan, and I'm Jewish. I'm one of two Jewish Republicans in Congress. And the stuff that he says, when he got accused of being anti-Semite, his response was, I'm not anti-Semite, I'm anti-termite. I mean, it's just, it's awful what comes out of this guy's mouth. He called Hitler a good person.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just no, I mean, so there was action taken with regards to Steve King this week.
That's right.
But, like, you want to go
great
there.
Great analogy. That's right.
You want to go there. There's a long list of stuff. If you want to have full accountability, and you're bringing up a great example, Louis Farrakhan, maybe one of the best examples, because a bunch of them embrace him.
And the United States House of Representatives, you mentioned two. I don't even want to repeat their names. They are anti-Semites. They go in and they talk about they're anti-Israel and they're anti-Semitic. And then you're going to have to deal with these people on the House Financial Services Committee. This is the Democratic Party, Congressman Zeldin. It's very upsetting. And then this, on a lighter note, because I'm a bit of a fan. I like her spirit of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How did she end up on the House Financial Services Committee again? I mean, respectfully, I'm just asking, sir.
You know, it's she comes in with a Twitter following of now into the millions,
okay.
And it's you know she comes in as a you know maybe if there was a Democrat, a freshman Democrat who was a force to be reckoned with. You know, she comes in with that as far as the progressive Democrat socialist base.
Yeah,
and they don't want to piss off the socialists. Yeah.
Whoa,
in the party.
Man. There's Lee Zeldin right there. Hey, you're not taking your salary either, Congressman?
I'm not. It's kind of crazy that members of Congress would get paid when anyone else in the government wouldn't. The good thing is last week Congress passed, President signed into law that when the shutdown ends, that everybody you know who's out there working hard without pay, that they're going to get their back pay.
Yeah.
So you know that's a good thing. But no, in the meantime, I don't believe a member of Congress should be getting their paycheck.
Hey, God bless you, Congressman Zeldin. Keep your heritage alive. Keep New York alive down there, man. Thank God you and Congressman King are on that House Financial Services Committee because I'm telling you, what we see on the outside, what's happening, thank God you see it. Thank God Congressman King sees it because a lot of people are missing it on the Democratic side down there. So we appreciate your fight, Congressman Zeldin. Thanks for standing up for New York. God bless. Godspeed. And please come back here anytime, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks so much. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there, representing New York's 1st District and fighting the good fight down there in Washington, D.C. 836 with Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls. I'll try to grab a couple when we come back. The numbers, 877-970-2999. A lot to get into. Russ Salzberg in the house. Commissioner Bernard Kurik as well. Big Al Gattulo standing by right now with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Emergency Management Department issuing a travel advisory for tonight into Friday morning. Forecasters say a weak low pressure system could bring a wintry mix of light rain and snow into the New York City area starting after midnight Thursday and into Friday afternoon. The system could bring an inch or two of accumulation. Officials plan to be out in force treating the roads, and they're warning motorists and pedestrians of slippery conditions. City has vowed to prevent another snowmageddon such as the one last November that paralyzed roads and stranded motorists for hours. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is criticizing the people around President Trump, but is not going after the president himself in his new book. The Guardian newspaper in England reviewed an advance copy of Let Me Finish, which is scheduled to be published on January 29th. Christie blasts senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, blames him for his own firing as chairman of the transition team. Christie details how he helped prosecute Kushner's father, and that action led to a vendetta that ultimately ended with his dismissal. Christie calls the people surrounding the president in the White House amateurs, grifters, weaklings, convicted and unconvicted felons. He also explained why the president prefers very long ties. Trump finds them slimming. In sports, Nets beat the Rockets in overtime, 145-142. And as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, St. John's cruised past Creighton, 81-66. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, the reason you're stuck in traffic, Al, on 78 eastbound is because of this accident on the ramp to 287. It's been out here all morning. We're getting reports of up to 10 injuries involved. So at 78 eastbound, bumper-to-bumper traffic out toward 287, right on that ramp. It's an accident on the ramp involving many injuries. Garden State Parkway south of 146. 57. An accident there, 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson, a crash. Inbound GWV, Lincoln and the Holland, all 25 to 30 heading into town. We're still seeing volume westbound Bruckner at 149th with a crash. And the Deegan south of the Grand Concourse, an accident there. Westbound Belt at Cropsey Ave, an accident was finally cleared. Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road, that's a collision. One lane remains blocked. And on the Wanton northbound over by Hempstead Turnpike, a collision. New Jersey Transit, 30-minute delays into and out of Penn Station. And on the Taconic southbound, building right into the Saw Mill. Partly cloudy today, high of 33. Again, watch for that snowfall overnight into tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
8:39, Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, Brooklyn Russell's going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Harry's, Harry's.com. Love Harry's.com. Talk about all the razor controversy. Excuse me. Just go to Harry's.com. Use the code Piscopo. You'll get the best shave of your life. You'll have the best price of your life and any razor you've ever had. And Harry's gives you a perfect shave every single time. Now, this is a special offer for you, kind enough to listen to the Piscopo show. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just got to go to harrys.com, please. Enter the code Piscopo at checkout. If you don't love your shave, you let them know. You will get a full refund, but you're going to love it. Each Harry shaving set comes with ergonomic weighted handle, and you can engrave that handle. German-engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, a travel cover to protect your blades. Hey, you know, Jeff and Andy are Harry's founders. You heard me tell you about Jeff and Andy. They came up with, I'm telling you, they're tired. The whole concept they came up with. Tired of paying for razors, overpriced razors, overdesigned razors. Everybody's getting political. You know, and then the other companies that come up with gimmicks like vibrating heads. Yeah, give me a break. Flex balls, handles that look like spaceships. This is what you need. So you have to pay more for that? Forget about it. For a limited time only. Please listen here. Harry's has a special offer for you listening to the show. New customers, $3 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already switched, and please go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer.
Pray the rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Please be sure to tune in to Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for a very special announcement you do not want to miss.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York State Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, representing New York's 35th District, about all things New York and what it was like growing up in New York's public housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Russ Salzberg is the legendary sportscaster from New York, New York, longtime New York sportscaster, host of Get a Load of This podcast on OGPodcastNetwork.com. Hey, Russ, welcome back, brother. I missed you. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I miss you, man. Great to hear your voice. We love Russ. Everybody loves Russ Salzberg. Do you feel the love, Russ? Do you feel the love, my brother?
I certainly do. But speaking of the love, I understand that Frankie Fireballs, he's doing the right thing. He got himself engaged to his longtime companion. I just hope to God he didn't ask you for advice on how to keep a successful marriage.
I know. I'm the worst. I am the worst. How long, Russ, you've been married, what, 67 years now? How long have you been married?
It's 39. Going 39 years.
God bless you. And Frankie found a beautiful gal. So, yes, he did drop to his knee, did the whole thing. And you know what? I know Rachel. She's a great gal. So we wish him all the very best.
Yes, but you're lovely gal. I met Rachel. Here's the difference, though. He dropped to his knees asking her for marriage. You dropped to your knees asking to get out of marriage.
I know. In front of the judge, man. That was me.
Hey, please, Russ. Judge, cut the payments. It's killing me, will you?
I know, man. Only me, right? Hey, Russ, Mel Stottlemyre, I remember as a kid, man, as Mel Stottlemyre was the guy, you know, and as someone we admired as a Yankee and certainly as a Met, you know all these guys. They love you, and I see you on the sideline when I go to a game. Everybody right. goes to Russ Salzberg. Tell us about Mel Stottlemyre, man.
Just you know what? He's what you call, Joey, let him rest in peace, a man's man. You know, just a good guy, no BS, no agendas. You know, what you see is what you get. You know, he just wanted to be. He was a dyed-in-the-wool baseball man. He loved doing what he did, and he did it very well. Yeah. Just a good, good person. And I'll tell you what, he fought, I guess it was a form of leukemia. He was fighting that for damn near 20 years.
You know, it was a long time. You're right.
I mean, I tell you when you start feeling old, because when I started my career in Toronto, his son Todd, who had like a 12-year career in the major leagues, was coming up with the Blue Jays. And, you know, that's when you feel old, when the guys that you covered or something that you knew.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, their kids, not only are their kids players, but then their kids retire. Wild.
Hey, so how impressive was Mel Stottlemyre's career as a pitcher, Russ?
Well, I mean, listen, he had a couple of, I don't have his record in front of me, a couple of 20-game seasons. He came up, I remember, in 64. He came up from the minors and, like, was great. He was, like, 9-3. If you remember, I think it was in the 64 series, which they subsequently lost to the Yankees. The Yankees subsequently lost to the Cardinals 4-3. Whitey Ford had a problem, and then it was Mel who had to go up against Bob Gibson, like, three times. You know, if you remember the irony of that World Series, Yogi was the manager of the Yankees. He loses the series in 7 games.
Right.
He's called in to the office figuring he's getting a raise. He gets fired, and the Yankees hire Johnny Keene, who was the manager of the Cardinals that beat him. How about that for a little irony going back?
Unbelievable. Hey, you know, I was in Evansville, Indiana last week with Donnie Mattingly, man. How great. I mean, one of the great Yanks of all time. You know, he had the Mattingly charities, and he does it out there. He stays in Evansville, you know. And
Donnie Baseball.
Was he not the great? I mean, one of the great. We were so lucky to have him. But shouldn't he be in the Hall of Fame, Russ Salzberg?
Now,
wait a minute, Russ. Come on, brother. That's
no, I mean, listen, Donnie's career was cut short by injuries. You know, he had, you know, like 5 great years. He's one of those borderline guys. Unfortunately, his career was cut short by injury. I mean, I'm partial, okay? So if it was up to me, I'd have you in a damn Hall of Fame for crying out loud.
I would go in a second. Hey, Russ, go to football. What are the 2 league championship games this weekend? Does anybody in New York care, number one, number two? Give us your call. What are you thinking?
Well, yeah, no, I think they do care because, quite frankly, I think these are 2 great games. Unlike last week, I mean, 3 of the 4 games just sucked. I mean, they were terrible. I mean, the Chiefs-Colts wasn't competitive. The Rams-Cowboys you know, the Rams did what they wanted, and the Patriots just dumped all over the Chargers. This week, though, and you know, the Saints-Eagles, that was a good game. This week, I got to tell you, if you're talking about the quarterbacks, it's the young Bucks going up against the old farts. In Kansas City, you know, the Chiefs got their young great quarterback who's probably going to be the MVP of the league, Pat Mahomes. He's 23. Against the Patriots, Tom Brady was looking to go to his ninth Super Bowl. He's 41. And then in the game in New Orleans, you got Jared Goff for the Rams. He's 24. And Drew Brees for the Saints, he's 39. But here's the deal. Quarterbacks don't play against each other. Quarterbacks play against the defenses. I think the Chiefs' defense, they play better at home than they do on the road. I happen to like the Chiefs against the Patriots. I think they're going to be two good games. Yeah. I just think, listen, I thought the Chargers were going to give the Patriots a run for their money last week. Now, the Chargers, to me, didn't show up. I don't want to take anything against, take anything away from the Patriots. It's Brady, it's Belichick, so it's hard to argue.
Yeah,
I just think KC at home, they're a three-point favorite. I like KC at home. Now, as far as what's going to go on in New Orleans, the Saints were lucky to escape with a victory against the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles were the 8 seed. Granted, they were the defending Super Bowl champs.
But if Alshon
Jeffries doesn't drop the ball, a pass go right through his hands late in that game, I think the Eagles were going to go ahead and win that game.
Yeah.
And so I think the Rams can come in and beat the Saints. New Orleans is a very tough place to visit. But what people aren't forgetting in last week's Eagles-Saints game, the Eagles held the Saints at home to just 20 points, and the Rams are a better team. So I'm going to go with one home team. Yep. I'm going with KC, the Chiefs, to win at home, and I'm going with the Rams coming in on the road to beat the Saints.
All right, Russ Salzberg. Russ, we're going out to Michael's of Brooklyn, man. We're going out to the old neighborhood. We love that you're from the old neighborhood. And you know what? Commissioner Bernard Kerik, who's coming up in the next hour, says to Frankie Five Boroughs, hey, we got to get together. Commissioner's going to bring some folks from the NYPD, and we're going to all go out. And then he goes like this, and bring Russ Salzberg. Commissioner Kerik says that. Is that cool? So
Sounds good. I hope he's not looking to lock me up. I didn't do anything in my past.
He may bring the cuffs. With you, he may bring the cuffs. You never know. You know how rowdy you get when we go out. You know, you wild man that you are, Russ Salzberg. Hey, Russ, we love you, brother. We love you. Thanks for coming on the show. Keep us posted. And Frankie will call you. We'll all get together, all right?
Sounds good, buddy. Love you guys. Love to everybody there, all right?
Thanks. Love you right back, Russ. Thanks. Russ Salzberg right there. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:51 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb. It's Afro Joe. Hi. How are you?
With your denim jacket. You are ready. You're ready. Styling and profiling.
Matching,
Piscopo.
Matching denim vest with the matching denim jeans. With that, and the pants. I had floods. The pants were too high. With my sneakers. Oh, what a dork. I can't
win. But we all have pictures like that. We look back on. We're like, why did I have my hair like that? Or why did I dress like that?
Why were my pants so short? Must have been a flood coming. Oh, please.
Yeah,
I am so embarrassed.
Like you said, you have to laugh, right, Jeff?
Oh, God. I have no choice. 8:52, Debbie's on the road. AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Deb.
You make that denim jacket look cool, Joe. Don't worry. Joe, let's see what's happening right now as you take it over to the Garden State Parkway South at 147. Accident being cleared. 78 East, that ramp to 287. Accident finally cleaned up. That one had injuries that finally cleaned that mess up. Deegan southbound slowing down at the Grand Concourse, a crash. And if you're heading to the inbound GWB lower level, we're getting reports of an accident now on the lower level of the George, 20 minutes in there. Lincoln 30, Holland still about 30 minutes getting into town. Do prepare for some delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down by Clove Road with an accident. Eastbound Belt across Bay Boulevard, that's a collision. And the LIE eastbound out by Utopia Parkway, an accident still out there as well. Still seeing delays as you head to New Jersey Transit, up to 30-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station. And if you're going to be taking it over to 84 East, exit 17, a collision on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes teachers' unions are part of the problem.
One is allowed to chew gum
and walk at the same time. Understand how destructive teachers' unions are without having animosity toward all teachers. Teachers' unions are destructive forces in America. They're dark forces. Sorry. Some wonderful people are members of the dark force, the teachers' union.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a brand new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Whoa, can't you see?
Hey, Joe Piscopo with Joe Lundberg, 8:57 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Here it comes, Joey. We got a crazy weekend coming up. Break it down for us, as only you do so well, Joe Lundberg.
All right, storm number one comes later tonight, probably between 9 and 11 o'clock. Some snow will break out. It'll be really light. We think a coating to an inch in the city and at the shore, maybe 1 or 2 inches north and west suburbs. It might end as a little rain or sleet even at the coast, believe it or not. And it's done by this time tomorrow morning. So it's a messy morning commute, but it improves quickly tomorrow with temperatures up into the low 40s. Number two arrives Saturday evening, probably right around dark or shortly thereafter. Starts to snow everywhere. Along the coast, it should eventually go to sleet and then rain pretty quickly Saturday night, but there could be a couple of inches before the changeover. North and west suburbs, it'll be several inches of snow, a longer period of icing late Saturday night and into Sunday morning, while in the city it's just rain for a while, and then it ends maybe as some snow in places Sunday afternoon. But it's going to be a real mess, especially traveling, north and west of the city. I just think that's going to be a real nightmare.
What's the temperatures? It's going to be icy temperature, like 30-ish temperatures?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Saturday night temperatures are going to be around 30, 31 degrees, 29 degrees in the northwest suburbs. North and west of 287, yeah. I think. think they're just really going to be tough to get it above freezing.
That's the danger, Joe, when it gets cold like that and the ice forms.
Monday, temperatures might not get to 20 with sunshine.
Whoa! Oh, it's gonna be bitter. All right, Joey. Stay off that bike, brother. I know you will. I know you will.
Joe, yesterday.
Oh, man. Thanks, Joe Lubberg. We appreciate it. Piscopo in the morning. Commissioner Bernard Kerik will join us, former commissioner of the NYPD. We're going to get into all the issues of the day with the Bernie Kerik. And your phone calls, I promise, 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
24 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A smoking ban on public beaches and parks in New Jersey now in effect. Law, which went into effect yesterday, limits smoking and vaping. There is a designated smoking area at 15% of the beaches, and smoking is still allowed in parking lots. Smoking bans were already in effect in nearly 20 towns when new legislation was signed by Governor Murphy. New York City tourism is at a record high. New York City & Company reports that tourism rose to just over $65 million last year, the ninth annual increase in a row. Tourists from China, the UK, and Canada are the top three when it comes to those visiting the Big Apple internationally. The total number of tourists was up 4% last year, is expected to exceed that number this year, particularly in June, when the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising and the World Pride Celebration.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.